To Simon Shin Samachvav Seif Yud. Okay, Seif Yud. Now we're going to run this very quickly. This discusses the different zikut we learned yesterday, that when you want to create an Eruv Chatzeros, you have to be. There are different ways to creating the Eruv. One way is where every single person in the courtyard contributes a loaf of bread. And the other technique is where one person is mezak, similar to the first technique, is where everyone contributes flour, or everyone contributes money. In that case, you don't need to do zikah, because the money and the flour, or the bread, it has come from every single member of the community. But the more common technique is where one person is the sponsor, he buys a box of matzah, which is more than mazon shtei sudos, and he is mezak, everyone in the entire community becomes a partner, an owner in this box of matzah. How do you make everyone a partner? You must do zikut. How do you do zikut? You give it to another person. You are the owner. You have purchased it. You're the host, and you give it to a third party, and that party picks it up. And the Mishnah Berurah taught us, zeichin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, you acquire on their behalf. You act as their agent. Now, who is going to be that other person, that third party? Here we have all the rules. Can it be your child? Can it be your wife? Can it be a dependent? Taxes. Yesterday was the last day, right? Can it be a dependent? You support them, even if they're adults. Even if they're grandchildren, very interesting, grandchildren. Let's say you support grandchildren. Can they be, are they dependent? Can they, essentially, grandchildren you can use, even if you support them, lock, stock, and barrel. You can use this without halakha, because it's already a different generation gap. We're going to learn now all the details of this halacha right now very quickly. There are different opinions, and we'll run through it, and then just bring out the issue of the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go further. Yud. Kiyeshem zakelachem, when you mazake to the entire community, aide acher, lo yizake aide benos, and this is the first opinion, so don't get excited, because we're going to have a second opinion. Lo yizake, so the first opinion is, lo yizake aide benoi ubitoi haketanim. Do not use your children who are children under bar mitzvah. Afilu im einam smuchem al shulchano, even if they are financially independent. They have their own trust fund from somewhere else, or they have their own job. They're very skillful. They have their own parnasa. You cannot use them to be. You use them. The law yide avdo v'shifchosei haknanim. Do not use an eved knani or shifra knanis. Aval mezaku hu yide benoy bitu hagedoylem. Very lenient. Very lenient here. Adults, if they're over bar mitzvah, afilu smuchim al shulchan. Even if you fully support your adult children, you can use them. But the fact that they're adults, they are even a female, they don't have to be a male, even a female, the fact that they are adults automatically is good enough, you can use them for zikui. The ali de adri v'shivchosu erim, you have a Jewish slave. A Jewish slave, it's also mutter. Afilu heim kitanim, verily, if they're children, they're under bar mitzvah, but they're not blood relatives, they're slaves. You can use them, even though obviously you're supporting them because they're your slaves, so you can use them. The ali de ishta, you can use your wife. Even though you support your wife, most people, at least time they go, support their wife, and therefore, even though you support her, doesn't matter. You can use her for the third party to do zikui. Even if she lives in your house, in other words, a wife that lives with you and you support. There are wives that don't live with you and you support. And there are wives that live with you and you don't support. All different types of wives. You have three wives. One wife lives in the house and supports. One wife lives in the house but you don't support. She has a good job. And there's a wife that doesn't live. No, four wives. Doesn't live at home and you support. And there's a wife that doesn't live at home.
Supports you. That supports you.
Very good.
It's just today, now.
All different types of wives. Benu Gersha, what about Chere Benu Gersha? That was only until the year 5000. After the year 5000, you're allowed to have more than one wife. So it's not an issue. It expired. Chere Benu Gersha expired in the year 5000. Okay, I'm just joking, obviously, but it doesn't make a difference. We're very, very lean. Even the wife that you support, that lives in your home and you support, you are allowed to use her for zikui, period, according to this opinion. Period. Okay, this opinion obviously is very, very lenient. The Yeshayim, some say no. Anyone that you support, basically, is out. You have to have a third party that is completely independent. Your daughter, you're not allowed to use, even if you call man shaloi bagra. A daughter that's not an adult, a child, even if you do not support her, you're not allowed to use. V'lo ayde yishay shemala mizonis. If you support your wife, you're not allowed to use her. Oish amalat si maasi yadach bim bimzonasayich. Or even if you told her, your wife is at off. The fact that she's your wife, you can never use her, even if you do not support her. She supports herself. She makes money and she supports herself. Even if she has her own house. She has her own independent house in the courtyard. She's an independent person. She doesn't live with you. She supports herself. It does not matter, according to this opinion, the fact that you are married to this woman, she is viewed as an extension of yourself. It's not a valid zikoy. Avol, but there is some leniency here that if she have a child, and the child is independent, even if he is a minor, you can use him. The ayde bitay shabagra, if you have a daughter that's an adult, she's over bas mitzvah, the eid is smucha al shulchanai, and she does not support her. The ayde ishta yishayna malala mazoinais, and you can use your wife, a wife she'enoi malala mazoinais, that you do not support, afilu ein la bayis b'chatzir, even though she lives in the house. So all the variations. So basically, the mayor's clear, not with every single detail, but the basic thing is that if you do support a person, you may not use them for the eruv chatzeres, because that person is using it as an extension of yourself. But if you do not support them, then there is grounds to lean lechatchil tov lachash debri hashneim lehechad yevsher. You should be machmir, and basically don't use your children and don't use your wife. Use someone else that's not really you're not related to in order to solve all the problems. But if you make a mistake, it's okay. You can be sonich on those that are lenient. Period. V'chein gadol sheyesh leisha af al pi shesamuch al shulchano, an adult which has a wife, even though shesamuch al shulchan aviv mezakin al yado. Let's say a person is an adult and he's married. Can you imagine a person's married and someone still supports him? It's a chiddush, according to the Ramah. Never heard such a thing before. A person is one thing. You have dealing with children that are single, that are not married. So there's such a thing. You have an adult child. He's 18 years old. It's a chiddush also. The father is still supporting an 18-year-old son that's not married. But a child that's married, he's married, has a wife, and the father is still supporting him. Never heard of such a thing. The Ramah says. So Ramah says such a situation you can give it to that v'chein gadol sheyesh leish, an adult that has a wife, af al pi shesamach al shulchan aviv, even though the father supports him, mezaken al yodei afilu lechatchila. So here he's introducing an idea that it comes a certain point in life where you become independent, even though someone is supporting you. Even though someone is supporting you, you're still viewed as an independent creature, and the father can use you as a third party. And the example, the classic example here, I'll give you two examples. The classic example here is the father wants to use his adult son that is married, even though he supports his child and his wife. The fact that he's married, that automatically makes him independent. Another example, I don't know if he brings it over here, I think over here, sort of on the side, in the settlement, a grandchild. A grandchild, even if that's not married, and you support, also you can use him for zikri, because the generation gap already makes that relationship between the grandfather and the grandson so different, even though he's not married. The grandson is not married, and the grandson is fully supported by the grandfather. They're different worlds. They don't get along. They're different worlds in halacha, and therefore you can use him as a representative for the, a fascinating idea. It really is. That's what it says. You don't have to inform the community that you were mezakeh for them. It doesn't matter. It's zochim la'adam sheloi b'fanav, and you can tell them even on Shabbos after the fact that you went and you appointed a third party to serve as their agent for the Eruvei Chatzeros. Now, what is the issue? There's an interesting Mishnah Berurah who explains the two different points of what's the issue here of zikui. We have two different approaches, right? We have the first approach, where we are very lenient, and we have the second approach, where we're very machmir. The first approach basically says if you have an adult child, even though you're fully supporting him, It's okay. If you have a wife and you're supporting the wife but she doesn't live in the house, it's okay. Whatever, I don't remember the exact details. So the first approach was very, very lenient. The second approach is machmir. We're very strict and say no. If you're supporting someone, that individual is viewed as an extension of yourself and you may not use them for zikut. What is the point of disagreement between the first lenient approach and the second approach? So the Rishabur explains, let's see over here, it all depends on the laws of a mitzia, of a lost object. If a child finds a lost object in the street, who is the legal owner? Does it go into an independent bank account that it belongs to? If the child finds a diamond ring, it's worth $1 million. Who is the owner of that diamond ring, $1 million? The child. And we'll set up a bank account for him. The apotropos make a bank account, the bezdin, and the father has no right to touch that money. That money is his money, and it's hands off. And when he'll become an adult, he'll get it. Or no, being that this child is a dependent of the father, automatically becomes a property of the father. The father can take the $1 million diamond ring and do with it whatever he wants right now, and the kid gets zero. Mm-hmm. What is the halacha? So that's what it depends on. Let's see the Mishnah Yud. We'll just run through some of it very quickly. Yud, nun, beginning of Sif Nun, Sif Yud, Sif Kad Nun Hey, Ali Dei Binoy Abita Hakatan, Bibne Shayodun Kiyodo. It goes without saying that a minor that you support, that's of course. In kaimel yotzad of mishus, if you go give it to the fizikoi, it has not left your rishus. That's a given. The loy the avda gam kim bnei shiad evik yad rabbi. The loy yotzad mishus mishus adayin. I feel him smuchim. The avol gav, here is where he brings in the issue. Even though they rely upon you, the avol gav de beoifin zem mitzios son la aviem. That is the yisod. That's really the point I wanted to bring out. The lenient approach in the Mechaber is that if you have an adult son, the lenient, he's an adult. Person has an adult son, 18-year-old son, or 13-year-old son, and the father fully supports, according to the first approach in the Mechaber, Mutter. You can use this 18-year-old dependent for Zikui. So the question is, what are you talking about? In Chesh Mishpat, it says that if you have an 18-year-old son that you fully support, finds a diamond ring in the street, the diamond ring goes to the father, not to the son. Amazing. Why? He's an adult. He's an adult. No, that's halacha. If you someone supports you, anything that you find goes to the one to your sponsor. So what's the chilik between the laws of mitzia and the laws of eruv? The answer is, why does the mitzia go to the sponsor? Eva, we don't want there to be ill feelings between the sponsor and the dependent. That's why Chazal took it away. They were proactive. They hefker bets and hefker. They took it away from the finder and they gave it to the sponsor. But that's not really technically correct. It's only because they saw there will be problems. Technically, the fact that he is an adult, he is an independent person. And he really should be able to keep the lost object. So when it comes to the laws of Eruv Chatzeros, where we're not dealing with Eva, there is no issue here of bad feeling. You didn't find anything. Doesn't make a difference. It's just a technical halacha. We need a third party to be the shliach of the community to accept the Erev Chatzeres. We're lenient. We're going to fall back on the letter of the law. He's an adult. Even though he's dependent, it's okay. That's the first approach. The second approach, when come to be Mahmir, I'll read the lines and stuff I could find in a few moments, is no. Being that Soif Kol Sof, when the day is over, the bottom line is that when it comes to a mitzia, a lost object, there is a concept called Eva, ill, bad feeling, between, and Chazal took it away from the finder and gave it to the sponsor, that automatically applies to every area of halacha, even where the concept of Eva does not really apply. Therefore, if you have an adult son that's supported by the father, fine, you want to use him as your shliach for the community, you cannot do so because he is an independent person. Okay, so that's what all comes around to. That's what it says in Nun Zayin. Let's read very quickly to see some of the other things of Yehud. Nun Ches, Afilu Him Ketan, Vyavakav, She'ein, Katan Zeichel, Achem, Bechom, Malkoim, Hacha, Be'er, Vashu, Midraban, Balma, Hikil, Be'av, Vishav Chosay, Mikom, Malkoim, Rosal, Hakal, El, Be'av, Vishav Chosay, Avloi, Be'bon, Vakatan, Mechad, El, Mishom, Diyod, Namamish. Another thing that he takes into consideration is that this whole Allah, Habib Chad Seris, is purely a Din Dirabanan. And being that it's Din Dirabanan, we can make use of leniencies that we'd otherwise not use. Where do we find such a concept where a wife, even if a wife that you support, where do we find that she's independent? We find the hechatim, so where another person gives your wife a property and tells her, I'm giving it to you on the condition that it does not automatically go to your husband. And it works. In such a situation, where there's such a condition has been stipulated, a woman can become an independent owner of property without the husband having any control over their property. So since we do find such an area in halacha where a woman is independent, that is good enough to define her as an independent person, and she can serve as the third party to make the Eruv Chatzeros. Okay, the Ein Lobayik, let's skip over some of those things. Let's jump down to Samach Aleph. Si'if Katan Samach Aleph. Here we come to V'yei Yishayim. Now we come to the flip side. The second opinion, which is Machmir. Why? Svir Luhu Didamya Eruv Le'inyin Mitzia. The laws of Eruv Chatzeros are identical to the laws of finding lost objects, even though the reason of Eva does not apply to Eruv Chatzeros. To call Hecha the Svir Lon Le'inyin Mitzia the Ein Lo Yabifnei Atzmo V'Shayach La'Avihen Oy Beisha Shemoytzeis Mitzia V'Shayach La'Bala Hu Hadin Le'inyin Erev Ein Lohem Yabifnei Atzman V'Adayin Lo Yotzei Mirushusoy. So that's the Yisod. The Yisod is, do we compare it to Mitzia or not? Really, we should not compare it to Mitzia because Mitzia depends on Eva. Here, there is no Eva. Do we say loy plug? Once we made the rule, there is going to be no difference. That's the basic yisoid of this halacha. Okay, let's now go to the next. Let's go to the next halacha, Yud Aleph.
Regarding Zochin Shalom Afonav, don't we have in the Erev Tat Shilin in the declaration, doesn't it end off with the Kol Hadarim Ba'ir Hazos?
Yes.
Right, so we have.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. Yeah. That's why we need a third party. The third party is being acquiring on behalf of the entire community, the entire city. We're going to read the Nusach. I want to get to the bottom of the page. He talks about the Nusach. He talks about all the different laws of the exact Nusach of the area of Tashon. I'm trying to finish the sermon now. But let's go to Yud Aleph. B'nei Chavura. What happens if you forgot? Okay, you forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeros. It's Friday afternoon, and you're having a party. Very strange. We're not familiar with such a setting with Friday having a party. Maybe it's Yom Tov. Well, Yom Tov, you don't make an Eruv Chatzeros anyway, because you gotta make it tonight. Okay, but it's a Friday afternoon, and for whatever reason you're having a party. I think maybe they did this. When do they used to have weddings? They used to have weddings Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, and they had the Suda Friday night. They did that in Europe. They did it mainly because they were very poor. They couldn't afford to make a Shabbos Suda and a wedding. But they became the custom. I think Rav Hutner's daughter got married also like that Friday afternoon. And the Suda, that was like a traditional type of way they did things in Europe. B'nei Chavura, Shahayu, Mesudim Lechol, they were sitting, they were eating food on Friday. The Kodash Shalayim Hayoim. And suddenly, before they blink, it's Shabbos. And lo and behold, they did not make a new Chatzeros. But we're dealing with a small community, we're dealing with a whole courtyard. You have three families, and they're all sitting around together in the courtyard. The whole thing is three people. That's our argument's sake. Hapa sha'al ha'shulchan sem chalem yishon eruv. It's okay. So just the bread that's on the table, they can rely, this will be the eruv. Provide, of course, that the Erev, this is following the law, that the Erev must be in the bayis. Remember, the Mishnah told us that as Manazeh we put the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses, because we only make a Shetufei Mevos. That was what we learned before. That as Manazeh we don't really make it, we make a Shetufei Mevos which serves for both. It serves for the Erev and the Shetuf. And that's how we put a Bedavka in the Chotzer. But the Machaber is talking about the Ikar Hadin. Ikar Hadin, you make two separate things. You make an Erev and you make a Shita. So here you want to use an Erev. As long as the Erev is in the Bayis, because an Erev cannot be in the Chatzer, that's okay, provided it's in a good location. I will bechod so low, but if the Erev is in the courtyard, no, because you're not allowed to put it, you're not allowed to put the Erev in the courtyard. If you want to use Erev, you don't want to use Shituf. Vuadin, im yeshtam pash b'shutofos, b'echem in abotim, sem chalom yeshamev, let's say you forgot to make an Erev chatzeros, but everyone in this community, in this courtyard, has shares in a certain, in a piece of bread. And then this is like, you know, the kibbutz where you make matzah. This is the kibbutz where they make matzah, and everyone in the kibbutz has shares as a partner in the factory, and the factory has a storage room where they have all the finished matzah, and everyone is a partner, and they forgot to make it every chatzeros. So it's okay. In fact, all partners in the bread in the storage facility, that is good enough. Okay, let's see any mishnah do we need to see here. Let's read the Mishnah very quickly. Yudalf, Ayin Beis, Bnei Chavura, Ashmin Bezeh, Shnei Devarim, telling us two Yisodos. Echad, number one, Af Agav Shlo Yinichu Lechatchil L'Shem Eruv, even though the bread was not put down on the table Lechatchil L'Shem Eruv, De'afilu Oso Apas L'Hoi Yimitchil L'Shel Kulam, Ki Yim Shel Balabayis L'Vad Shezimnon, it only belonged to the owner of this bayis who invited him. Everyone's a guest. He's the host. Shezimun lisoy mishalov lo hikne lachem also pass beferush afilu ach came with shezimun lechol no viyachem lechol ledaitam harayz hu ki ilu nishtarfu bo imo viyesh lachem bo schos. It's okay, since this is a very interesting halacha. This touches upon something very, very big. There's a halacha when it comes to matzah. It's a very big topic of discussion. The halacha when it comes to matzah, you must own the matzah. Lachem. Tesvav to the Dalad Mina. Everyone knows that when you take the Lulav and Eshim on the first day, it must be Lochem. Ulekachtem Lochem Bayom Harishon Pri Yetzadar Kapos Tmar Ba'anav Eitzavos Ve'arinoch. You have to own it, Lochem. And that's why we're very makbid, you don't give it to a child, because a child can acquire, but a child cannot give it back to you. Only give it to a child after you finished. After you finish, they get last licks. They get it later on. We get our tell maslahach, see how that works. By a child, not so simple. Whatever the case is, you lochem. What about Pesach? The nitzvah sayim Pesach is matzah. Does the matzah need to belong to you? Is there a din of lochem the matzah? So the answer is many say yes. Okay, I don't know all the details. You must own the matzah. Let's say you are a guest someone's house, and everything, you don't own anything, you're a guest, you are there at his grace. When you eat the matzah, it's not your matzah, it's his matzah, it's not lochem. So how then are you mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah? So there are people, believe it or not, that are makne the matzah to their guests. They explicitly say, they say hasi lochem, I hereby give you the matzah. I'm makne you the matzah. Take the matzah, make a kinyan hazbah, pick up the matzah, 3 tefachim, it should be your matzah, so it should be lochem. And you should know, hotel you pay, it's yours, because you pay the bill.
That's considered part of the
Yeah. So hotel, it's easy, because you're paying, you're not, even though you're a guest, but you're paying for the service. You're a guest.
You're a freebie guest, like somebody. Stars and shows.
So then, you need to. It's not so simple. Then you're providing a service. So you're right. It's not. If you're really a guest, you have this problem. You do have this problem. And l'chatchila, obviously, it would be good that whoever is the baal habayis should explicitly say, "I'm giving it to you. That you should acquire it, and you should make a kin. You should pick it up. Or you don't have to necessarily pick it up. But the owner should give it to you. Some do that. But by the way,
there. Right.
You're a guest. That's he's giving it to you as a guest. So he should give it to you before you eat the matzah, the kazayis. You should inherit your shona matzah. We all know it's very expensive. $22 a pound of hand matzah. If you want to buy matzah mitzvahs, $10 a matzah.
Yes.
Matzah mitzvah. $10 a matzah. They bake matzah after chatzoy. Some learn that like matzah is compared to Karm Pesach. Karm Pesach. You shech the Karm Pesach after Chatzos. Al matzah is merorim yochluhu. You eat mat Pesach is slaughtered after Chatzos. The matzah should be baked Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So by Hasidim, it's a big Inyan matzah mitzvah. And you go to the matzah baking factory after Chatzos. I don't know how they deal with the chametz. I don't know how they're so careful. It's inevitable. It's in the chametz, no?
Used to get a receipt when you bought matzah from that factory.
Yeah.
36th Street. You used to get a receipt
and
it entitled you to buy matzah mitzvah. But you know, but you could come in. You don't have to...
You don't get it free.
No.
You have a right to buy.
To buy.
Same
thing
can
come when Shabbos is...
Also, when it's Erev Pesach, so when you shut the... So then they will bake matzah mitzvah at night. They will bake the matzah mitzvah the night of the Seder. So they would start the Seder very, very late. The matzah baking factories are open at night. I don't know how they do that. There's a difference between after Chatzos. I think that's what I heard. That before the Seder, they bake the matzah mitzvah, and then you go home to your Seder. How much does that matzah cost? $10 a matzah. A matzah. How much does it cost a pound of matzah? $20. How many matzahs are in a pound? How many pounds?
About eight.
How many?
Six to eight?
No,
yeah.
How many
are in the box? Are in the box?
In
the
pounds?
Six to eight. Depends on the weight.
I bought
I think about 13.
How much that come out? 22 divided by.
$3
Yeah,
$3 a matzah. It's only $10. Not bad for one matzah.
I think $10 is cheap.
Not bad.
Just be 15.
Oh, so maybe it does cost 15. My brother told me it costs $10.
If I add up 3 matzahs, it's a little more.
Okay, my brother told me it costs $10. Probably a line out the door. They'll probably have to have rights. Okay, but the point is, no narrative show. No matzah exams. No narrative bachrim. They go to guests. No, the very very people are very poor there. So you bring your matzah. It's very common. When you have a seminary girl or yeshiva bachrim that go eat matzah, go eat a suda. Yeshiva Bachan that go eat the Seder by Kol Yungaman, you don't expect the Kol Yungaman to pay for your matzahs. So you bring your own matzahs. So that solves the whole problem. But I think in America, I don't think that's so common. People go, they eat out, they go, they're guests. So what do? You don't own the matzah. So that's exactly what this Sifkan is telling us, Rebbe Chiddush, that B'diyeved, it's understood. If you're coming here to my house as my guest, I'm providing for you all of your needs. And Pesach, one of your needs is that you have to own the matzah. So it's a given. If you're my guest, I'm not just letting you eat my matzah, I'm giving you the matzah. And that is illustrated in this halacha. Here, you're my guest. There are three families in this courtyard. We need to make an Eruv Chatzeros. We forgot. We're having a party here, Erev Shabbos. We already had Mincha early. We started Mincha very early. It's Erev Shabbos. Oy gewalt! It's already Shabbos in 2 minutes. We make Erev Chatzeros. It's too late. But look, there's bread on the table. The bread on the table will be the Eruv Chatzeros. But what do you mean? It's my bread. It's not your bread. You're my guest. If you're my guest, I'm giving it to you. You're a partner in the bread. I don't have to say anything. It's self-understood. So this is a very important leniency, because I think probably 99% of the population does not make this lumbisha briska chumra. You know what I mean? I'm being machmir the matzah. People do it. Don't get me wrong. People who know that's a very nice thing. Halacha is halacha. You go to someone's house, you're a guest. I mean, machmir. I heard this. I'm machmir the matzah to you. Should be din lachem. It's a very nice thing. But not everyone knows this. Or people maybe a little embarrassed, and the guests don't know us. That's the halacha there, yeah.
Is there such a concept as being a dependent for a temporary period? We talked about somebody being a dependent of someone.
Yes.
For that meal, your guests are...
No, lachar not. Even though for that meal, lachar, you're still independent. Because everyone is always... It has to be a permanent dependency. Let's just see those words inside of it. It's very, they're interesting halachs. Again, he's telling us about your tooth. Let's read one more time about your ayin beis. B'nei chavura, ashmin b'zesh, the bar mechad, alfa v'shalo, hi nichol lechatil l'shem, eruv, gam, doesn't matter, the afilo is hapes loha, yom nichol lechal shal kulam, ki im shal bal habayis levad, this bread only belongs to the bal habayis, she zimnam lissad mishalo, v'lo hikne o'lohen oysoy pas b'feirush, he did not explicitly give this loaf of bread to his guests, doesn't matter. Afilu hachi kevan shezimnam lechol imo, since he invited them, v'yacholim lechol ledatam, and he lets them eat all you want, don't hold back. Hareyu ki'ilu nishtatfu bo imo v'yesh lohem bo zuchus. It's as if they're joint partners in the ownership of this bread, and they have rights in the bread. I'm a male for eruv chatzeros. If I'm a part owner, I'm a shutif. It's good enough. V'yaf v'alkein imhu kayam ad liachar ben hashmashos. If the bread remains in existence until after ben hashmashos, that's the critical time period we need the bread to be in existence in order to trigger the eruv chatzeros. Same halav mishol me'eruv. It works. So that is a very powerful yisod. Okay, a pas shal shulchan l'chor b'nun shei al sham adayin adayin as a pas shalem. So the next mishabur says that being that you long what's on the table, it has to be a complete loaf of bread. Etzam pas echad shalem. V'chanal b'sevav oef shokem v'lo yevil pita me'lo elo balabai zim l'musad mishalo dino kudom l'ho d'sif zayim v'chimash m'tad z'v shabbos abiyemus yesh l'chal y'vnei m'sachin. To the point that does the bread being that you there have to be a one complete loaf of bread. So we learned before that b'di'eved, that if the one person is sponsoring the Erev, it can be even a broken a slice of bread. It does not have to be a complete bread, because Erev is only shayich when everyone contributes. If everyone contributes either money, or everyone contributes individual loaves of bread, then there is Erev, it must be complete. But if one person is a sponsor, then b'di'eved it's hakasha. Okay, then he talks about v'chatzer, which we'll leave that. We'll leave that alone. Okay, because that we already spoke about before. Okay, let's just do one more. Yud Beis, Sif Yud Beis, Apitropis, Shelkat and Yochel Arba Ado, a symbol halacha. An Apitropis can be the representative of a child. In other words, a child has an estate in a courtyard, so the child has to participate in the Eruv Chatzeros. So his Apitropis, his representative can. Trustee, afilu mishal katan shlo midaitim bnei shu loy keben bayis sheyochol mishabur removing from the mishabur ayin zayin. Afilu mishal katan mishabur midaito. The apitrabas can even give it even without the consent of the child. Bnei shu lo keben bayis sheyochol la'ariv mishal bal habayis shlo midaitim k'moshu sparim shin sam of zayin. That we're going to learn later on about a wife giving bread without her husband's consent. That will then later on that a wife can give bread for the Eruv even though she did not tell her husband. So sending over here, the apotropis can give bread to the Eruv even without telling his child master that he has given some bread in order to participate for the Eruv Chatzeros. Okay, Yud Gimel, mitzvah, oh, this is a very nice thing which we'll leave for tomorrow. There's a beautiful thing over here with Chassam Sofer. And then we have the brachos. I wish we would do this today, but we'll leave this. We'll finish up tomorrow. A lot of very nice things in these last two se'ifim. We'll stop here.